Today, sharing the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting towards the end of the beautiful Siman Tof Ayin Gimel. We begin on the very top line with the Mechaber. He says, V'yikach matzo ha'emtsoyis. We've been talking about the various acts of the Seder, and now we're talking about that you break the middle matzah. The minhag that we have is you take three matzahs. The Vilna Gaon only had two matzahs, but we take three matzahs because we want to still have an intact two lecha mishnah, and we're going to break the middle matzah. So this way we have two intact matzahs left after we break the middle matzah for lecha mishnah later on. In any event, the Mechaber says you take the middle matzah, v'yikach matzah emtsoyis, v'yibotzen l'shtayim, you break it into two halves, v'yitinchetzo l'yechod mehamesubin l'shomu l'afikomen. You keep one half. We'll see this is the bigger half that you give to somebody to watch for the afikomen. The notes, the notes, tachas amapa, and he puts it away underneath the tablecloth. In other words, it has to be in a shmura, in a safe, watched place. V'chetz yasheni, and the second smaller piece, yosin bein shtei ashlemus, you leave between the upper and the lower matzah, between the two intact matzahs, and that will be used later on for the mitzvah of al achilas matzah. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Nun Zayin, where he says that you break the middle matzah. Kedei lekayim ma shekuro hakos of lechamoni. This fulfills the idea that this is lechamoni. The darko shel oni beprusa. Poor person only has a piece; he doesn't have a full bread. So this is the idea that we're imagining ourselves to be eating lechem oni. The issue footnote number 68 brings down an interesting idea from the Prima Godim, and he says sheish lahakbid l'tzoes hamatzah biyad v'lo basaki. You should bedavka break the matzah with your hands and not with a knife, because a poor person breaks it with his hands. He further brings down the reason that you break the middle matzah before you read the Haggadah. So he brings down from the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Kolbo, because you're going to say right after this, you say that on the broken half, because again, the idea is the lach ma'anya is a poor person, has a broken piece. He doesn't have enough money to afford a full piece. Another reason the Shulchan Aruch Harav gives, that you should be saying the Magid, the Haggadah, on a matzah that would be Yotzei over here, which is a Prusa. That you should say on this many things. So Lechem Oni has a double meaning. Furthermore, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, this is to say we're already starting the meal, so there shouldn't be a huge hefsek between the Kiddush and the meal. So it's so to say you're starting the meal by breaking the matzah. To show you that this is also part of the meal and it's not a hefsek. Based upon this, it brings down, that's why we say before the Haggadah Holach Me'anya, Kedei Lahoros Shesipur Yitzias Yisrayim Sh'an Ormim Hi Hachana the matzos, mitzvahs achilas matzah. That this idea that we're breaking the matzah now is to show us that the whole purpose over here of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim should be telling us about the matzah, all the nitzim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu din, shemitzvahs achilah yala lechem sh'onim olav dvarim harbe, to demonstrate again that this is lechem sh'onim olav dvarim harbe. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the middle one, because the actual bracha of achilas matzah, the hamotzi, we say on the top, the bottom, and the middle one, because you want the lechem mishnah. Then you drop the bottom one, and you say the achilas matzah on the top and the middle one. So therefore, this achilas matzah is really the middle matzah. The Mefarshim bring down, that's why the middle matzah over here should be the biggest one. We said this out in an earlier shir. You should ideally have of the three matzahs, the middle one should be the biggest one if you can. Simkar nun ches, and then you put half of it underneath the mappa. Kidei shishtei ha'achilo sh'ochel she matzah yehe befrusa. This way the afikomen as well as the mitzvah matzah should both be from half of this middle matzah. V'tov sh'osu chelik yeh yosu godun. You should ideally take the middle one for the afikomen, the bigger half. Dirshu footnote number 69 brings down, the Taz explains, Lafisha also a chetzi shall afikomen shochal besof hu ikra mitzvah, because according to many, the afikomen piece, that's the real achilas matzah. And therefore, that should be the larger piece. The Bach brings down from the Mariel another reason, Lafisha tzorch lakachas lemitzvah afikomen shne kezesen, because you really need two kezesen, because we have the whole idea in niskatnu ha shiurim, that the shiurim is smaller, so therefore we take a double kezias to make the kezias of the olden days, and therefore, yikach lafikomen sechelech agadah, you want to make sure that you use that one for the larger piece for that. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Tes tells us that you place the afikomen underneath the mappa. Zecher, he says, this should be a reminder, l'mashomer misharosom tsuros b'simlosom, that they bundled the extra, the leftovers, in their clothing. So that's why we put it underneath the mappa. V'yeshen osim al kasvim, some have the beautiful custom that they put the afikomen on their backs. Zecher litzias Mitzrayim, as a reminder of when we went out of Mitzrayim, we had the matzahs on our back. And some people even have the minhag that they walk around the table in that fashion. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'yunisharin shichro ha'pikomim b'mapa shlo chipsu b'krachmal. Krachmal, in the Tirgum number one, it says amilon chita. This is like starch. So to make sure that you put your afikomen into a bag that doesn't have starch in it, the starch will be chametz. Ki akarim mistamim chubasim mikrachbal, because they normally would starch their bag. So therefore, put it into a bag that doesn't have starch. Brings it down in the chayyadim. The issue for number 70 has a very beautiful discussion over here about stealing the afikomen. So there, of course, is a well-known minhag in Klai Yisrael, shatinokos chot v'nes ha-matzah shel afikomen. They steal the afikomen. So the Chok Yaakov brings down, this is based upon the Rambam, who says, b'tzorech lasu shinui b'layla zeh. You have to do constantly make different things on this night to ask the children to have questions. And therefore, chot v'matzah zeh miyad zeh. So each child, so to say, takes the matzah one from the other, and everybody says, what's going on? And therefore, minichim latikonos lachtov es afikomen. Therefore, the Rambam seems to suggest that you have the children taking the afikomen. Many disagree with this custom. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, he did not let his children steal the afikomen. Kivin shenishrashish alkach b'fi habrios losho greva, because people use the expression stealing the afikomen. He says, how do you teach a kid to steal? And he didn't like the expression of stealing the afikomen. He said, those that have this custom, they should be careful to say chatifa, you take the afikomen, and not that you're stealing the afikomen. And this was also the custom of Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal. He's also very makbid on this, and he says, Mishum shamatzah shel afikomen tzricha shimur. The Briskers were very concerned about all the dinim, technical details, and the afikomen, when the kid has it, is out of sight. And therefore, you have to watch the matzah, and it has to be matzah smitzah, matzah shmura. And if the kid's taken away, it's not called shmura. And he said, that's why the matzah afikomen is called sofun. Lomar shaton shmira v'hatzpana. You have to have watching it and hiding it carefully. And this was also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon's Zatzal, Lo Nagu Kein. In many of these houses, they did not, quote, steal the afikomen. It's a wonderful thing. The kids are excited about it, and it's a great thing. But the language of stealing the afikomen is something that these poskim certainly were not in favor of. And even if the kids do take the afikomen, you should really watch and see where they're putting it to be yotze all the deos. The issue foot number 71 brings down, Vazman Sheish Lasos Kein, this custom that people would walk around or have the matzah, the afikomen, on their back. So the standard way is the Magen Avraham, it's mashma miyad achayachatz. If you break it, you do this right away. That's the Kaf HaChaim's opinion as well. However, he brings out from the Marshal that he would do this after the meal, and they would go and take the afikomen at that point in time. Holchim im mashar or some tzurus b'sim losem. That was after the meal, and therefore that's when he would do it, and he would actually walk dalit amos in the house in this way. Now we go back to the Mechaber, the third line, and he says, "V'yakbia kara, you lift up the kara." The Mishnah Berurah says over here, "Im kol mashaleh," with everything that's on it. Vein tzarich lahasir atavshil, you don't take off anything from the kara, you lift the whole kara up. And this is true, sheesh ba matzos, and even as in those days, they had the kara, had matzos altogether. There are some contraptions today that people have that the matzos are in some sort of a container, and on top of that container is the kara. So if you have that, you lift everything up, v'yomer, and you say, "Ho lach ma'anya." Ad manishtana, and you say the halach ma'anya. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Samach Aleph, v'yesh omrim ke halach ma'anya, different gear souls, everybody should say what they're used to saying, and he brings down, v'tzarech l'omr b'kol rom, you should say this out loud, this is one of the ikar parts of the Seder. The Ramah then adds, and he says, hagav v'yomr b'loshim shemivinim hanoshim v'aktanim o yifarish lehem o'inyon. He says, the Seder isn't davening, you don't daven up the Seder without understanding what it is. And he says, you must translate the Seder for the people, especially in those days, the women and the children didn't learn in school, so they didn't know, and you have to translate it to them, say the Seder to them in a language that they will understand. And he brings down, v'chein osor ribi lundri, the ri from lundri. Lundri is a place, and he says, kol hagada b'loshon laz. He said the entire hagada in their vernacular tongue. Today, say the entire hagada in English. Kadesh Yavinu Hanosh Vektan. It brings down from the Kolbo, Mari Bruna, that they have to understand Hagada, as well as the adult males, of course. And you should say it better in English, say it in Hebrew, as well as in English, so that everybody understands it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Beis, Rosh Lomar, from Meholach Ma'anya Ve'elach, to Haskalas Haggadah. From Holach Ma'anya until the end of the Haggadah, you should say it in a language that everybody understands. If everybody understands Hebrew, that's fine. You live in Eretz Yisrael, everybody understands the Hebrew, Gizontei. You don't have to translate it if they understand it. But any words that they don't understand, you should say it in English. Sivkot Nechsamach Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to explain it to your children. It's not enough to read it. It's not a tefillah. A tefillah, if you don't understand, you don't say bidyavet. Okay. You should try to understand what the words mean. But something that is a learning, you don't fulfill the learning by just reading the words. The issue footnote number 72 brings down, even for older children, Rav Nissen Carlos Zatzal brings down that the father has an obligation. Your son, Baruch Hashem, he's a Rebbe himself. Ukaloshen Rambam, that you still have to teach your son this. If somebody's by their father or their father-in-law, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Shein Tzorch L'Saper L'Banim Bi'atzmo. So the person who's sitting by his father's table, he has his own children there, so the grandchildren can learn from the father. Lav Dafka, that they have to hear the father say it, the grandfather can say it. Dai B'kach She'echod Be'em Asub M'Saper L'Kulam. An uncle says something, somebody else says something. It's not only the father's obligation to the Dafka say word for word, Da'agadah to his son, but a grandfather, uncles, other people at the table can also say it, and that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yigadah L'Bincha. Not literally that the father has to tell the children. And he likewise doesn't have to designate all the other people at the table to be a shaliach to fulfill the mitzvah of Yigadah L'Bincha. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Carlitz Zatzal brings down Ha'av Tzorech L'Saper L'Banim Shelo. The father at the table should tell his own children and shouldn't be just satisfied that his father, the Zaydi, is going and telling the other children at the table what the Sipur Yetzias Yisrael means. Then he adds, "Im Yoshe Bilela said the vein banavim." If somebody Nebuch doesn't have his children with him, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shigam liodem klapi atzmo yeshchiv lachzor ulishanim belayla zeh es sipur tzias mitzrayim. Bechol pratav v'diktukav. Somebody, an older couple, let's say that they're going away for a hotel Pesach, they can't make Pesach anymore at the house, and none of the children are able to go away. So they're by themselves. So the husband and wife, the old husband and wife, they tell each other all the Haggadah out loud. Even though ikra mitzvah in this situation is to tell to the children, but they're yotzei by telling to each other. And even if a person is by himself, he says it out loud, even to himself. That's the Kaf HaChaim's psak. And he should say it kol ron, not just think it. He does read down from Lo Yashiv Zatzal that if he did just think it, if he didn't say it, that he could hear it, also he would yotzei. Mishmur continues with Kotten Samach Dal, and he says, Shari Gam Nosh B'chayovas B'mitzos Halaylo. Don't think that the women are exempt. The women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of the night. We already discussed this previously. They should come in and hear the Ikka part of the Seder, if not the entire Seder, as much as possible. The issue, footnote number 73, brings down the Achayev and the Arba Kosos, and as well, Tzrichos Lizor B'din Shison Bevas Achas Lo Yotza. They have to have the Seder in between, because if they just come in for the drinking of the Kosos, it's like they're drinking all four at the same time. And therefore, they have to say that God, I'll call Kos for Kos, each part in its proper way. The women should be at the table. The Mishabur continues and says, should be there for Amin Yisrael God, as we've already explained, Kanal B'Simin Tofa in Beis, if you dalit. And therefore, V'lechein Achiev Gam Al Mishoresis, if you have an attendant that's serving you, a Jewish man or a woman, Sh'teishev Eitzel HaShulchan V'Zishma Kol HaGodah, they also have to sit at the table. They may be being paid to serve you, they're Jewish waiters or waitresses, but they also have to participate in the HaGodah. The im tzrichos lotzeis lachutz l'vashel. No, if they have to go into the kitchen to cook, that's their job. So al koponim uchiyevus lishma kiddush. They should certainly at least come in for kiddush, and at least ukishagil or Rabban Gamliel Omer. When they get to the point that Rabban Gamliel in the Seder says koshlo omer v'chule, then somebody say the three things pesach matzah mor is not yosi chavaso tichnos lishma. They should at least come in for that and listen. And then stay there ad la'achar shdias kol sheni until the end of the drink in the second cup. Shari mishal omar shlosh dvar malol lo yotze, because as we say in the Seder, if you didn't say Pesach matzah mor, you're not yotze. V'noagim shigam kori no son shetishma seder asor samakos. Ideally, they should hear the 10 makos as well. Come in for that. Again, they should be for the whole thing, but if it's not at all possible, you should at least have them come in for the 10 makos as well. The Mishmur says, Mishav yakosh baruch hu akol mitzvi amitzrayim. Brings us down from the Chayyadim that it's important that everybody should understand the wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us on this night, and therefore they should come in to hear about the Makos. The issue footnote number 74 brings down, Shav She'en Omeres is Haggadah, even though the woman doesn't necessarily have to say the Haggadah word for word herself, she can hear other people saying it, the Yotze, with the concept of Shomea Ka'one. And there's the opinion of the Bir Halacha as well, and the Minchas Chinuch, Shemo Din Shomea Ka'one, in regards to Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Yisrael. However, what Yashiv Zatzal does bring down, L'chatchila, they should try to say the Haggadah themselves. Many families have the custom that everybody says the Haggadah all together in unison. Then he adds, what about a woman reading the Haggadah for her husband? So the Primer Gadol brings down, Yesofik Badova. That's already not clear if the man, by listening to his wife reading the Haggadah, is Yotze. Why? Shelashito she'enu chayeves elam midrabbanan. There are those that say that the women are only obligated midrabbanan, and if the man is obligated on the raisa level, so then it's a problem. However, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down the Igros Moshe. Shebagodah shel pesach yichola ish lotzi esa ish yidecho vaso. For whatever the reason, the husband cannot say it. Maybe he's sick, Nebuch, or he just is about tshuva, doesn't really know. So then his wife would be allowed to say it for him, according to Rav Moshe. We go back to the Mechaber and he says, Oz yitzav elasirim el shulchan. After you say holach manya and you go up to manishtana, at that point, Yitzabel Asirim El Shulchan. The person who's running the Seder tells everybody else to take the Seder plate off the table. Ulanicham Besof HaShulchan. Take them either to the end of the table. Kilu Kvar Ochlu. Looking as if, well, we already finished eating, but nobody's eaten yet. So the kids are going to ask. Kidei Shiru Atinokos Yishalu. Again, it's all to pique the interest of the children and say, hey, what's going on over here? That's the Socratic method that the children are being taught on this night. They should be asking questions, and the fathers should be giving them the answers. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samachay adds over here, and he says, Dima Shulchan Kotin, it's a very small table. You see him Ligarmi El Shulchan. Then you take it off the table entirely. Kibalav Hochi, Lekoshino Latinok, because he brings out from the Old Shabbos that if you just put it on a little bit different part of the table, the kid's not going to realize that you're moving it away. If you have a large table, you move it all the way to the end. And he says, what's it doing over there? We haven't eaten yet. Otherwise, just take it off the table. Sivkot and Samachay, so the children should ask, Hamatzos Hamuchonos Lachil Olam Misakonos. The children should ask, hey, we haven't eaten the matzos. Why are we taking them off the table yet? The Yomel, and then the father should tell them, Shein Mashoim Lecholav Shisabim Mesir Esrayim. Oh, we're taking them off because we're not eating yet because we have to talk about the Seder. We have to say Sipur Yitzias Esrayim. Then he brings down Kos of Mariel, Dein Litein Shum Matzah L'Shulchan, Atz Manasuda. And you should take all the matzahs off the table until the time of the meal. The issue footnote number 75 brings down from the Prima Gadim, however, the matzos in the Kara, the three matzos that you can leave on the table. The rest of this Dershu footnote number 75 brings down what we discussed previously. You shouldn't eat it all during the meal unless a person is absolutely starving and really can't contain himself. And likewise, one really shouldn't drink anything during the meal, but if you really need water, you can. L'chatrila, ideally, one should try not to have anything to be mafsik over here in the saying of the Haggadah. But b'shas etzorech, certainly can have water. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, after you finish Halach Ma'anya, Mosgin lo miyad kosheni. Then you fill up the second cup of wine. They haven't even had the meal yet, so she's going to ask, Kidei shishalo atinokos, lama shosim kosheni, kodem suda. It's not usual to have a second cup of wine at this point in time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Zayin says, Rotsu lomar, shelo yamtim b'mezika sakos at shegil lefikoch. Don't wait till you're about to drink the second cup of wine to fill it up. Shos sorich lechos sakos b'yodob, because you have to hold the cup during your hand for Magid. I remember hearing from Rashach the Shlita that he said that the Rav Zatzal, Rav Yeshua Ber Salavechik, would go and hold the coast the entire Seder, all during Magid. But the custom is that you should fill up there for the cup right away, so you're saying the Magid ala kos. Sivkot and Samaches, kos sheni, veinotzorach shtifa v'adocha. When you're filling up this cup, you don't have to rinse out your cup on the inside and the outside like you normally have to do for a kosher bracha. Shekvar shetofo l'kiddush, because you've already cleaned out the first time, and the shiurim there are shiurim mitzvah, and there's no problem with having leftover mitzvah wine in the cup. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach tells us that the kids should ask questions. Rotsu lomar, v'adezeh yisor l'shol yeser hashelos. It's going to cause the children to wonder what's going on over here, and will spur them to ask more questions. Utmiel shiro b'lailu, and ask questions about all the strange things that are going on this night. The issue footnote number 76 brings down that after the children say manishtana, they shouldn't go to sleep. You should let them stay up and listen to the answer, at least avodim hayinu. Otherwise, they're just asking questions and not getting any answers. The issue footnote number 77 brings down bizmanenu shein derech b'nei chorin l'hosev l'tabel. Nowadays, we don't normally dip and we don't normally recline, so those questions of the Manishtana are not clear that that's derech cheres, so the children don't understand this. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you have to explain to the children what's going on with the Seva and Tibu because they're not going to realize that on their own. Mechaber continues and he says, if the child's too young to understand, they can't ask questions. Ovid Melamda, the father can teach the child even though the child really doesn't understand it. If the father doesn't have a son, Ishto Shualto, his wife can go and say the Manishtana. It brings down in Dershu footnote number 78 that it's preferable to have a daughter say it rather than the wife. If he doesn't have a wife, he himself can say the Manishtana to himself. Even if they're all Talmidei Chachamim, it's a yeshiva boys, and they're all sitting together having a Seder at their Rebbe's table, there's no children there, they still say the Manishtana one to each other. The Ramah then adds over here, he says, Ukishabein Oisha Shoeles, if the child or the wife is already asking what's going on over here, so then technically, I think this is what the Ramah is saying, Ein Tzorech Lomar Manishtana. If they've really asked the questions of the Manishtana already, hey, what's going on? Why did you remove the Seder? Why are we having another cup of wine? So then you technically don't need to say the Manishtana. Elamaskal Avodim Hayinu. Then you can start with Avodim Hayinu, and that's what the Ma'aril brings down again. I think the Velt doesn't hold like this, Ramah. Everybody says Manishtana, even if they've all been asking questions about it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Ayin, or if the Talmidei Chacham are discussing this, Hanishal Ein Tzorech Lomar Manishtana. Then the person who was asked to doesn't have to say Manishtana if you've already accomplished the purpose of the Manishtana. The Mechaber continues and says, you then return the carrot to the table when you start saying Avodim Mayinu. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Ayin Aleph, the Ein Lomar Baseba Rak Be'ema V'Yira. He brings down from the Shalah that you don't say the Magid while you're reclining it, but you're saying with awe and with fear. And the issue footnote number 79 brings out from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, that's why we don't drink anything in the Seder, because that's not proper covered for this awe and fear. We're in the middle of this Mishmavura, but we'll stop over here. With this, we end today's shir.